معلفات.
In years past, we I don't know how many years running we have giving a share that I've done, maybe 6 years, maybe 7. Generally, we started from the beginning, and I'd like to start in the middle of the Haggadah. I guess you can check online for the shiurim that discussed the beginning of the Haggadah. But I'd like to start from Baruch Shemer HaKelchasa B'Yisrael, Baruch Hu. We've spoken about this, but I wanted to start here because I wanted to discuss V'Hisha Amdala V'Yisrael, which the Gula learns is certainly going back, and since Pasha Pshat is going back on Baruch Shemer HaKelchasa B'Yisrael. So, let's understand what we're saying. We're giving a bracha taka, we're giving a baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Shemer his Haptocha of Klal Yisrael. V'Yisrael, he kept his Haptocha, and Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is shipping his Baruch. And the paragraph goes on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishav Es HaKetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Cheshbin, the end, the case, La'asos, K'moshe Omer Avram Avinu, B'ris Ben Absarim, like he told Avram at the B'ris Ben Absarim, Shenema, V'yomer La'avram, Yodo Yatele, K'yger Yezracha, B'eretz Lo Elohem, B'avodim Binu Oisim, Arba Me'eshona, V'gam Es HaGoy Asher Yavoidu Dona Noichi, V'achar Chen Yetzu B'Refush Godo. So the obvious question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Haftocha, why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping his Haftocha? Why should we think otherwise? What is the Gevaldik godless of Baruch Shemer HaKelchasa? So many, many terutzim are given on this question. I'd like to just discuss just a few. One is that if you look at the Lashon, it says Baruch Shemer HaKelchasa li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftocha was not to Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftocha was to who? To Avram. And Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak. And Yitzchak had Esav and Yaakov. So Zakir Yitzchak is Yichovah. So the emphasis is on Baruch Shem after Chasir Yisrael with the Mavarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Haftocha was kept through Klal Yisrael. It was kept through Yisrael from the child of Yitzchak Yisrael. Ki bi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera. In Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered Avram Zera, because it's the Brisbane of Sarah says, Yodaya Tehna Kiger Yiyya Zarakha Be'eretz Lohem. Yishmael is the Zera of Avram, Esav is the Zera of Avram. So Baruch Shem HaTachos of Yisrael, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Shemir the Haftocha to Yisrael and not to any of the other progeny of Avram. Now, it's interesting that if you look at the Psukim, if you look at the Psukim in the Torah, and this is actually Rashi discusses this, in the Bris Ben Absarim it says that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Eretz Lo Elohem, Klal Yisrael is going to be for 400 years. Now, if you look at the Pasuk in from the Chumash, when Klal Yisrael goes out, so the Pasuk says, "Umosha b'nei Pasuk in Parshas Boy." Kapitel Yud Bey is Pasuk Mem. "Umosha b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim shloshim shana va'ar b'nei shana." And the dwelling of B'nei Yisrael that lived in Mitzrayim, shloshim shana va'ar b'nei shana. Vayim ikeit shloshim shana va'ar b'nei shana. Vayim be'etzim ayom hazeh yotzu kol tzivayis Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting. We know that in the Bris Ben Absarim it says that B'nai Yisrael were going to go out after 400 years. Right? Av Mei Yishon. And in the Moshe B'nai Yisrael it says 430 years. Right? So we know that one is from the Bris Ben Absarim, one is from the time of the Haftocha, the Bris Ben Absarim is 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak, but 430 years from the Bris Ben Absarim. But the question really is that the Pasuk seems to say that B'nai Yisrael dwelled in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And that's not true. It could be from the time that Hashem promised Avraham it was 430 years. From the time Yitzchak was born, it was 400 years, right? But they didn't live in Mitzrayim for 430 years. So how can you say, Moshe B'nai Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana V'Arba Me'eshon? If you look at the Tanya Rabasi, it says a very interesting thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it was Chishev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept it that it was Choshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting. Baruch Shomer HaTochasai doesn't only mean that he kept his word. Baruch Shomer HaTochasai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we says by Yaakov, Ba'oviv Shomar HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept it in his, just like Yaakov was waiting for when the dreams, the Yosef would come true. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for this time in history, for when Israel was going to go out of Mitzrayim. Zok the Maral. The Maral says in chapter this passage, when Moshe b'nei Yisrael shigash b'Mitzrayim, he says a klal that really the Baal Shem Tov discusses ba'arichas. Ba'asher machshavtoi shel odom shom hu. Wherever the machshava of a person is, that's where he is. The Moshe, a person's in a bad matzav. If he thinks about where he's going to go, he thinks about what his goal is, where he's going. So he's at that point already. He's at the point where his goal, what's in his mind. Right? So wherever a person really is, you know, they used to say that Rav Buchner, let's say somebody asked Rav Buchner why he left college in Kaimbal, so he said, I'd rather they sit in college wondering what's going on in Beis Medrash, and they sit in Beis Medrash wondering what's going on in college. The question is, where's their mind? Where is your mind? So Dr. Maral, the same thing is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind was on the Leil HaYitzia, it was on the 430 years. So from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that his children were going to go out, his Zera was going to go out in 400 years, or 40 years from Leil HaYitzia, or 430 years from that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim at that moment. The Melo, from the point of his Haftafa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, in his mind, Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim already. They were in Mitzrayim at the Leil HaYitzia, and that took place. So the entire thrust of history for that time was 400. Was as if the Bnei Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. Hagan Mekiyim was. They were Eretz Lelohem. It was Avram was sojourning, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. They were, and all that was put together, and that was part of the Chisha Vesakets. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only made the cheshbin of the Kates, he counted the Kates. We say the chashivus. We're going to use the word chisha to mean the chashivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it so chashiv. The end, and that was his whole, the whole focus of history was for that end of that 430 years. We always said we would be remiss if we didn't mention the famous Grah. We all know that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be, really the Gzera was 400 years, 430 years, but we know that the Chazal tell us that because of Avodah Kasha, because of their Avodah Kasha, the Bnei Yisrael was counted, the 210 years were counted as what? The 210 years were counted as if it was 400 years or 430 years. So may I avoid the caution. In fact, it's interesting that at every bris, I don't know if people notice, but when you read over the Kriyas Hashem, so even though the pasuk says Ushvuasa liYitzchok, right? But it says, we say at a bris, we say Ushvuasa liYitzchok. Yitzchok with Lashon HaSim. So if you look at that, the Farshim explained that the chilik between a sin and a tzaddi is 210. That the 210, the shvuasa to Yitzchak, to Yitzchak it ultimately was counted as if it was another 200. That the 210 years was ultimately that cheshbon was what the tzad of Klal Yisrael went through in Mitzrayim was counted as if it was the entire geula. If you look at the Grah, the Grah says on the words by Yemoru es chayehem, and they embittered their lives. They embittered their lives by Yemoru es chayehem. The trump is kadmo v'yazlo. Right? Chadmo v'yazlo means chad kodam, chadim, they came early v'ozlo and they went. So he says, because of v'yimoru v'chayeim, because they embittered their lives and it was avoy v'kasha, so they went out early. That's what the Gra says. Says the Brisk Gra, that's the reason why, that's the cheshbin, that's the reason why we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es hakeis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the cheshbin that the case should be earlier, because he counted the v'yimoru v'chayeim towards the amount of years. So really it was supposed to be 400 years, but 210 counted because of v'yimoru v'chayeim. That's the kadma of the Yazma in the parasha of the Torah. It's interesting that it's brought from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld that he wanted to tell what's the chishev es hakeis. The chishev es hakeis is that it's interesting that there are two parts to the Yitzhiyah. There's the Leil HaYitzhiyah, and then what happened later? Kriyas Yam Suf is the final Yitzi. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu delay it for that time? So it's very interesting that we all know when was Yitzchak born? Yitzchak was born on the first day of Pesach. So when was his bris? That would be 8 days later. It would be 8 days Shvi Shel Pesach. So ultimately it would be the Kriyas Yam Suf. Right. So he wants to count it after the Kriya. I guess after the Kriya, yeah. So we count it after the Kriya, right? So he wants to tell you that the finality of his after the Kriya Yam Suf is already the time of the Bris. So Yitzchak had a din of an oral. So if Yitzchak had a din of an oral, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make it before, it wouldn't be 400 years from latest Yitzchak. It would be 400 years from the latest of Yitzchak the oral, but he needed that Yitzchak would have a Mila, and after the Mila, so then it would be considered Zera Avram. It would be considered Zera Avram if he had a Mila.
Well,
I guess the idea of Yitzchak is that Yitzchak is Kadosh Mirech and Yitzchak is the one who's going to be Nima Lishmain. It's interesting that the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, there's another Cheshbon of years. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says it was actually 215 years from Leidas Menashe. The time that Menashe was born, so the son of Yosef, so it was 215 years from the time of Leidas Menashe. So the Megala Amukai says an unbelievable thing. The Megala Amukai says, so it comes out, there are three Cheshbonos, 430, 400, and 215. It says that Bnei Yisrael, were in Mitzrayim, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Nefesh, the bodies were in Mitzrayim, the Neshama was in Mitzrayim, and the Ruach, their spirit, was in Mitzrayim. In fact, it says, V'loshamu el Moshem mikoitzer Ruach u'me'avoyda kasha. When Yisrael couldn't hear from Moshe, when Moshe came to tell them that they're going to be free, they're going to go to Gula, they're going to go out of Golos. Mikoitzer Ruach u'me'avoyda kasha. From the koitzer ruach, from the shortening of their ruach, and from the avodah kasha, the physical labor. So zok the megala amukas. Nefesh is gematria 430. That's the cheshbon of 430. Haneshama is gematria 400. Ruach is gematria 215 with the if you add the one together. Ruach. So it's 215. That's from latest Menashe. Zok there. So these geulois are geulois in ruach, neshama, in nefesh. The Klal Yisrael had a geula throughout. It's a full geula. He says that Loshamu al Moshe mikoitzer is gematria 430. Ruach of others is the mikoitzer ruach. The mela, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the geula was these three cheshbonos, the geula from these three things. That's Baruch Shomer after Chosoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer after Chosoi, that he took Bnei Yisrael out, the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The end of this paragraph of Baruch Shomer after Chosoi is a very interesting line here. V'gamas agoy asher yavoydu don anoichi. V'achrei chen yetzu v'rechush gadol. And I will judge them. What's the pshat? Asher yavoydu don anoichi. I will judge them. So there's a very, very interesting machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, and then say a pshat according to Rashi over here. The pshat is, everybody knows that there's a concept called kimlei v'derab mineh. That means if a person is mechuyev, does an action that is mechayev in misa, and that same action, or at the same time, he's incurring a chiyev of mamon, the misa patters from the mamon. Okay? Misa patters a person, from the mamon. So now, that's only b'dinei adam, but b'dinei shamayim, halacha is that really a person's mechuyev. So a person kills someone and rips his shirt, he stabs someone and rips his shirt. Beis din shamayim cannot take the money from him, but in beis din shamayim he's mechuyev the money to the person he kills, right? For the damages of whatever damage he incurred. So there's a shaila in Rishayim. Like Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, what about a goy? Right? Is a goy mechuyev misa? If a goy's mechuyev nisa, can he also can bezin be mechayev mamon? Or do we say kim levi the rab minei by a goy also? Rashi's shita is that we do say kim levi the rab minei by a goy. Mela, they went, they subjugated Klal Yisrael, they're over exeil, right? So how for the shibur are they going to be chayev mamon? Terence says it was If I'm being dandan, that's dine shemayim. If it's dine shemayim, then not only chayev nisa, then chayev mamon. Then I'll give you a chayev mamon. Then va'achrika yetsi b'chush gadol. Then you can go up b'chush gadol because you can take that mamon. Then you, that mela, that's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon. I saw that b'shem someone. I don't know, remember who I saw that. I think a few people said. I think it would be another Yehuda says it. Okay. Now we go to the next part of the Haggadah, right at the Baruch Shem after Chassoy, is the Hisha Omdala Boiseinu. Ulanu, Shalayacha, Bulvaromar Aleinu, Lechaloi, Lechaloi Seinu, and Lechabachol Dor, Vador, Oynum Aleinu, Lechaloi Seinu, Lechadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilevim Yodim. It's an interesting thing. It says, Vehisha Omdala Boiseinu, so the Gro learns, and the Pashtus of this statement, Vehi is going in Lashim Mekeva. So that means, what is that going on? So there's going on the word Havtocha, promised, is Lashon Mekeva. Havtocha is Lashon Mekeva. So that Havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, V'hisha Amdala V'yseinu V'lonu, that Havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach us, that has stood with us in good stead, V'yseinu V'lonu, Shevachol Darvador, Amdala V'chal HaSeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilin HaKadosh. So that's how the Gro learns. But the truth is, that's a little bit difficult, because what was the Havtocha? The Havtocha to Avram was not a Havtocha about anything except for Yadayat Ed Gierze Acharetz Barach Lelehem Lavod Avinu Oysa Mabu Meishon the Gamma Sego Esher Yevay Zoram Echi. It was a Havtocha about Mitzrayim. It's actually the Vihisha Amda La Vaisena Volonu. What's the Vihisha Amda La Vaisena Volonu? It says, this Havtocha was Amad La Vaisena Volonu. The Havtocha was about Mitzrayim. It wasn't about anything else. Right. That's the question. So there are various terutzim to answer this. But if you look at the Shem Yishmul, the Shem Yishmul says like this. Shem Yishmul says that if you look at the Haftacha, it says Va'avodum v'inu oisim, that you're going to be subjugated and you're going to have inu. So that's what we're talking about. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Chal, he's telling Avram, was that they're going to go into Mitzrayim. And if they go into Mitzrayim, what's going to happen? They could be consumed by Mitzrayim. They could be assimilated into their society. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to ensure that they're not. How am I going to ensure that they're not? Because Mitzrayim is going to consider them a pariah. Mitzrayim is going to subjugate them. Mitzrayim is going to torture them. And that's the Haftoka for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. We look at the fact that when we're in Golos, we're not accepted in Golos, we're considered a second-class citizen in Golos. The worst thing is to be considered a first-class citizen in Golos. The worst thing in Klal Yisrael, we think it's a terrible thing, but at the end of the day, a Yid has to know that he's in Golos. A Yid has to know Esav son of Yaakov. Zokter v'hisha omdala v'yseinu. That Haftocha, that concept, that Klal Yisrael is not accepted in Golos, that Klal Yisrael is considered a separate being. Yeshna Hamecha v'fuzru m'fayr throughout history. Right? That's the v'hisha omdala v'yseinu v'lanu. Shalayecha v'varam alam v'chal v'yseinu. Not everyone, it's not only one that was on Aleinu L'chal V'yseinu. Elishev v'chol dor v'dor on Aleinu L'chal V'yseinu. And I saw through Hashem Reb Chaim Berlin that he's telling us, what's b'chol dor v'dor? She b'chol dor. Because every door has its own tahbulah. Some doors will come to kill us directly. Some doors, I don't know, not necessarily this is their intent, but Muslim door, they try to make believe they're accepting us. They try to make society open to us. But at the end of the day, she b'chol dor v'dor, under l'chal v'seinu, Klal Yisrael has to know that ultimately they're separate. And that's v'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lonu. Klal Yisrael knowing that they're really not part of the society. In fact, it states V'hisha Amdala V'yseinu, it's an interesting design. What do we do before V'hisha Amdala V'yseinu? Yichas Amasis, Yaibiyas Achbais. Why? So the truth is that there were two Gzeris that Chazal made. One Gzeris Chazal made was on Stam Yenom, not to mix with the Goyim. So that's one Gzeris that keeps us away from the Goyim. Also there's something called Pas Akim. So Yichas Amas, the Hisha Amdala V'yseinu, the Pas and the Yayin that's sitting in front of us, that was Amdala V'yseinu V'lanu. Those Zeres are Amdala V'yseinu V'lanu that we shouldn't mix and mingle with the Goyim. We should realize that we have to remain separate and we have to remain we have to remain true to our own being hidden and realizing that we have a higher purpose in life. It's also in the same vein as Bechal. It's an interesting thing if you think about it. Why are we covering the mass? Should I keep the mass uncovered if we refer to the mass? So you heard that once heard from the Moshe of Sassava, says an unbelievable zak. The mass of the Raisa, the Yayin, our cousins of the Rabbana, like exactly he shamel of his saying of the Lord. Listening, this is the Raisa, but without a munus chachamim, without listening to the chachamim, we'll never be able to survive the Golos. That's the Hisha Amdul Abbe Seder Bolonu. The fact that Abadu we have the Raisis, the Chasa Matzos, the Agdiya Sakois, realize that the Xeris Chachomim, the Kodos Chachomim, so the Chachomim tell us, give us guidance, that's we, Oichez the Kois, Oichez the Kois, Shalayechavu Bar Omdar Alei Lechal Eseinu, if we don't have the concept of a Roish, of the Nemunas Chachamim, so then we can never survive through the gods. It's interesting that the Sfasemis wanted to say, what's the Pshat Shaloi Echad Bulvar Amar Aleinu Shulachal Haseinu? What's the Lashon Shem? That not only one, that Shaloi Echad, that not one alone stood against us. So Pshat Shem means many have come against us. The Sfasemis, it's broad, Pshem the Sfasemis. But the Sfasemis said that the reason why the Umas Ha'olam have a power over Klal Yisrael, it's because Klal Yisrael is missing the Midah of Achdus. Shaloi Echad. It's the Loi Echad, the Vod. That's the only reason Amar Aleinu L'Chal Eseinu. The only reason why there's an Amar Aleinu L'Chal Eseinu is that the Loi Echad, that Klal Yisrael is Loi Echad. And we're Mufuzru Mufarad, and when Klal Yisrael lacks Achdus, then it's Amar Aleinu L'Chal Eseinu. It's interesting, I saw that the Shem Yishmur wants to explain how come the Golos of Edoim seems to be interminable. We all know there are four Goliaths. There was Bavel, Paras u'Modai together, which ultimately were together a cheshbon of 70 years. And then there was a Golos of Yavon and Eretz Yisrael when the Greeks came and took over the Middle East. That was the Golos of Yavon. And that Golos was longer. That Golos was like 180 years. And then Edoim, it's been thousands of years. And still there's no Gaula. This is a very interesting thing. We started off to realize we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for how many years? For 400 years. Right? How long were we there? 210. Now ultimately there were supposed to be 404 gullies. If we had stayed in Mitzrayim for 400 years, there would never have been another gullies. Right? The other gullies are really compensating for the fact that we weren't in Mitzrayim for the full amount of time. The male of the first 200 years, that takes care of Bavel, Paras, and Mada. Male, it was only 70 years, it was nothing. It wasn't, it was so long. Then the next 10, the last 10 years, which were the hardest 10 years in Mitzrayim, those cheshbon towards to Yavon, but we missed 90 years. Mele Yavon is 180 years. So the last 400, from 300 to 400, we weren't Bechal in Mitzrayim. The Mele, that's the Harochas HaGolos. Then the Baal HaGadah goes Vayter. The Baal HaGadah says, Sei Umad, come and learn. We'll go out and learn. Mabikesh Lavan Harami Masus to Yaakov Avinu. What did Lavan Harami want to do to Yaakov Avinu? Shepara legozer el al aschor and Lavan bikesh lakar asakur. Lavan wanted to be oikir everything. Shenema Harami oived ovi a yer in Mitzrayim. A yagosham in same oth a isham legaygodul otsim baruch. This paragraph is a very difficult paragraph, but I want to take it apart. The first thing is tseul mat mabikesh Lavan Harami. Go and learn. Now that seems to go out of it. That would seem that it really is going back on the Hisha Amdul Abay Seinu. The Chol Dor Vadar, I'm the one that will look at the Seinu, say, oh man, go out and learn. You see from Lavan right away, the first generation. Lavan went to, wanted to do with Yaakov Avinu, Parah was like Gazar al Ascharim, and Lavan was Gazar al Ascharim al Kavis. So, the girl wants to learn. What is the pshat? What is the connection? How do we see the Shabbachol Dovador? It says like this. Sometimes there's a benevolent, it seems like there's a benevolent generation. It seems like Chalish was doing well in Golis. And there's no, it seems like they're not being attacked overtly. So it's the same thing going. So you say, it's not the Chol Dovador. And I can report was matzalos for that too. You should just know that when it's, even when it's not Hikr, you don't realize, the evil that's being done, but really there are evil plots that the Goyim are trying to perpetrate against Klal Yisrael, and if Hashem is Matzilenu Miyadim, the same thing we can, that whole idea we learn from Lavan, that Lavan, if you look, read in the Torah, it really would look like that Yaakov, that Yaakov really got the better of Lavan at the end of the day. Lavan was constantly trying to get the better of Yaakov, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadim. So we can learn that to every generation. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not nikkur to us, but it's the Isham the Lavan saying. The Gra also goes further, and the Gra explains that this is really the Maisa Avay Sim and Lavanim of Klal Yisrael going out and going to intimate Mitzrayim. We find Yaakov Avinu when he goes through he really talks about the Kabbalah, but he says like this. The Geula, first of all, Yaakov goes into Beis HaShalavan, that's a Yerida into a Golos. Yaakov's Hatzolah is through his Makel, he takes the Makel, right? And Kiva Makel, Yavarti, Yasayardin Hazeh, he goes in and Fakert, all the sheep that he's able to take from Lavan is all have to do with the Makelos, and Yaakov, and in Mitzrayim is with the Matah. It was Yaakov, can I get Moshe? It was told to Lavan that Yaakov ran away. It was on the third day. Lavan ran after him. He got caught on the seventh day. The same thing with Mitzrayim. When he went out of Mitzrayim, it was also told to Parah, that he was a Parah, that the Bnei Yisrael ran away on the third day. And then on the seventh day, they caught up with him at the Yamsuf. And it's interesting. I saw, as a parallel to this, so really there's a whole Maisa of it. Tehil Mad, Mabikesh Lavan Arami. This is all like the Haskalah going into Golos. The Maisa Avisim and Lebanim, but I saw that this guy's a father, it takes it further. What does Yaakov say to send, he sends a message to Esav on his way out of Beis HaShalom, what does he say? Vayhi li shor v'chamor. So what's the pshat? Vayhi li shor v'chamor. So he says that really this was a whole picture of, it was a microcosm of the future Geulah, the Golos and the Geulah. So the Golos is a Mecca, it's mimics going into Mitzrayim. But we all know that at the end of days, there's going to be two Mashiachs. Imam says there's Mashiach ben Yosef and there's Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is Bechor Shoyroi Hodar Loi. That's Yosef, is the Shur. We also know that ben David is going to come. He's going to be an Oni V'Roichev Alachamor. Also the Pshat, Vahili Shor V'Chamor. When he came out of Beis HaShalom and he told Esau, "Vayihili shor v'chamor." They said, "Say olmad, mabikish Lavan arani." Lavan tried to stop the Klal. Really, Yaakov Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu was ultimately Yaakov Avinu prevailed, and that's the Ma'aseh Avisim of Lebanon. Vayihili shor v'chamor. Shtei shaparim legozer el al asfarim. But Lavan was Bikesh Lakar es Hakol. Really, the question is, where was Lavan Bikesh Lakar es Hakol? Where was Lavan Oikir everything? How was Lavan Oikir everything? So what's interesting is that Paroi was Gozrel as Farb. If there were no males, where would there be Klal Yisrael? Teretz says, Akum Levin Avol Bas Yisrael. Avlad Yisrael, the Vlad would be Yisrael, but there would be no Yichus, there would be no Kohuna, there would be no Levian. But Paro was only Gozrel as Farb, there would have been a Klal Yisrael, but Lavan was Bikesh Lakar as Hakol. Now how was Lavan Bikesh Lakar as Hakol? What did Lavan do? So it's brought from Levi Yitzchak of the Baal Shavar. He says like this, the halacha is like this. We all think that it was when he was in Beis HaShalavu. That's not the case. The halacha is like this. If a person goes and he sends a shliach to be Mekadosh Nishim, let's say Reuven sends Shimon to be Mekadosh Nishim. There's halacha, chazok, a shliach, has a shlichus. A shliach does a shlichus. The Mela, and then the shliach dies. He never comes back. The shliach never comes back. Shliach Shemes, what's the halacha? He can't marry anyone. Why can't you marry anyone? You don't know he was Mekadosh Yukharev. You don't know he was Mekadosh Yukharev. So then you don't know who was Mekadosh. So anyone you want to go marry, you could have been Mekadosh Yukharev with that person. And the Mela, he can't get married. The Mela Yitzchak could never have gotten married. Because Avraham sent Eliezer to go be Mekadosh. There would be Mekadosh Rivka, or Mekadosh Sarah, Memela, what would end up happening? Yitzchak wouldn't know who was Mekadosh, Meli couldn't get married, he couldn't get married, Meli loved Bikesh Lakar Sakol, he never had children. As I stated, Dushas Lev. But the Shaila is,
That's only where the shlichus was a shlichus to everyone. But what did Abraham? Who did Abraham send in the shvetur? That it should only go out. Oh, it was only a shlichus to the mishpacha, to that mishpacha. So it was only a shlichus to that mishpacha, so that he couldn't marry someone else. Zok the chedusha rim. No, if I care. Avraham Avinu understood that without Yitzchak marrying from that mishpacha, there would never have been a Klal Yisrael. That's what he said. You can't take me place tonight. The Mela, he would have said the shlichus was sakif for that mishpacha. And in a Kanami, he wouldn't be able to marry anybody from that mishpacha. It wouldn't matter from that area. From that, was everyone's part. The Mela, he had a wife. Mela, he would only be able to marry. He would only. So that was love and bikish lach or something. I once heard many years ago from my Rebbe Yerbaran, he said at a mimer on Chalamoya, he wanted to say Pshat Lovin Bikish Lakar Sakho like this. He was talking about the Midot Emes, and Yaakov's Midot was Midot Social Emes. It was a Midot Emes. But ultimately, when Yaakov lived, Yaakov's Midot Emes was challenged. Because Yaakov had to say, Otov Anim Beramois. Yaakov Avinu had to live almost a dual life. Lovin tried to, it wasn't Stam that Lovin was trying to trick Yaakov. Lavan was trying to influence Yaakov. And he was trying to change his midah. And he was trying to get him that he shouldn't be such a, he shouldn't have emes. And if he wouldn't have emes, there wouldn't have been a Torah which is emes. And if Yisrael wouldn't be able to accept the Torah. Melo, Ochav bima beramois, Lavan bikesh lakaras hakol. Lavan tried to put him in, you know, a person goes and they say, a person goes out of the Beis Medrash, right? Goes into the business world, he's a different person. That's business. This is religion. That's business. Right, that was what love was. This is a good point. Married to your sister's out of Eretz Yisrael. That's that you could just leave here. Okay, that's a good point. But Yitzchak never went out of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak couldn't have gotten married. Yaakov could have gotten married because Yaakov lived in Chutzlar. That's what Ramban says. But Yitzchak could never have left Eretz Yisrael if he was if the Achaim could live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but just this point over here is that the idea is that if Yaakov, if that would become part of Yaakov's repertoire of being a rabbi, so he would have been like everything, because a person cannot have ramoyis in him if you're an elika person. There's another very interesting thing. There's a Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam. The Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam says the following thing. When Lavan went and was chasing after Yaakov, and ultimately they got together, and Yaakov, they made an agreement that Lavan was not going to stop him. Sefer Yoshua states that Lavan sent a message to Esav. He sent a message to Esav that Yaakov is coming, go kill him. It's before Parshas Vayishlach. And Esav considered doing that. However, Esav realized that there was a shtar choyv. Chazal tell us that the children of Yaakov, one of the children of Yitzchak, was going to have to go tiftayr to Golos Mitzrayim. So if Esav would have killed Yaakov, Esav would have had to go into Mitzrayim. The Mela Esav was mitzava his enikol amolik and said, when Bnei Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, go after them, because then you'll kill them. Because then after they left Mitzrayim, then Esav would have to go into Mitzrayim again. The Mela asked the Shabbat Yovei Amolik Mashmur Shem Uba. He heard, that Yavayav Amalek came, and Amalek came after Mitzrayim, Shamuam Yergozim, but Amalek ran after them. Why did Amalek go into them? Because that was a tzibur from their grandfather. We all know that Esav had Givaldik to keep it out. That was the meeting that they listened to their father. The male Amalek said, Esav told them to kill him, so they went to kill him. Male, that's love and pikesh lakar as hakul. That's the word, that's the chesh, that's the hemshif over here. Love and bikish lakar sakol. And then, Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yaakov, Avinu Shafar, Lo Bezal, Lazar, love and bikish lakar sakol. Shlomo Rami Avirov, Vayerit Mitzrayim. That's how Rami Avirov, Vayerit Mitzrayim. The reason why Yaakov went into Mitzrayim is because Rami wanted to kill him. But the reason why he was saved was because of Vayerit Mitzrayim, because someone was going to have to go into Mitzrayim. And ultimately, who was that someone? Yaakov ended up going into Mitzrayim. So the chesh, the cause and effect are right here. Arami was a Rabbi. He tried to kill us through a message to Esav of a Vayer in Mitzrayim. Mela, he was able to. He went to Mitzrayim because Esav didn't want to kill him at that juncture. These are the words of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, pshat in this paragraph. Now, if you look a little back, though, if you look at just not a back in this book, Arani Avirovi, Vayered Mitzrayma, so it's mashma taka that this is the cause. Because Arani was Avirovi, so Yaakov was Vayered Mitzrayma. So we just said a pshat. Because because Lavan tried to kill him by sending a message to Esav, but Vayered Mitzrayma, he was able to go down to Mitzrayim because Esav didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim. I saw Hashem, the Psi face of Frank, he wanted a taina like this. He wanted a taina that the pasuk says, that the Gemara Shabbat says, that Bishvil Beis Sloyim Milas, the Beis Sloyim went down to Mitzrayim. Because of two Sloyim of a silk beggar of the Ksoinus Pasim, so that Yaakov Avinu gave the Ksoinus Pasim to Yosef. And that caused jealousy. It caused jealousy. Ultimately, they had to go down to Mitzrayim because of this jealousy, this terrible kinah. Why was there a jealousy? There was a jealousy because Yaakov favored Yosef, because Yosef was from who? Was from Rachel. And the only reason why there was a jealousy is because Laban tricked Yaakov into marrying Leah. And Laban never tricked Yaakov into marrying Leah. There never would have been this whole problem. Never would have been this. Right? It's the cause. The cause is because he was tricked into marrying Leah, so there was a jealousy, there was a kinah between Yaakov. The male was Vayered Mitzrayim. It's also that they bring from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Rabbi Yaakov wanted a taina, what's the pshat Arami? What did Rami Yezer Avi? Lava. Why didn't he say his name? Teretz is that everybody was in on the plot. Everybody knew it was Leah. And nobody told him. The male was all the Arami. It was all the people. Melech was very well. Arami Avirovi, Vayered Mitzrayim. Because of that whole story, that whole the gross Chasin and Lavan's house. Because of that, Arami Avirovi, it was Vayered Mitzrayim. One more thing I just want to say of is that the Chazal tell us that Bilam ben Ba'ur was really Bilam ben Lavan. Yeah. That Bilam was really a son of Lavan or Arami. The Mela comes out a very interesting thing. You can really say, Arami Avirovi by Yered Mitzrayim is not talking about Moshe. It's not talking about Yaakov. Arami Avirovi, Arami tried it by Yered Mitzrayim through his son Bilam. Bilam said, Bilam was the one who gave the Gzeira of what? The Medrash tells us that there were three people that were involved in the Yisrael, Bilam, and Eiv. Right? Yisrael ran away. Eiv was quiet. In the middle, Eiv got that on the Tzara. Bilam gave the Eitzah of Kol HaBen HaYiloh that Yoreth HaShmichul. In the middle, if you read the Pasuk, Arami, Ovid Ovid, by Yered Mitzrayimah, that Arami was Ovid Ovid in his home turf, and by Yered Mitzrayimah through his son, Bilam Ben Bar, which is Bilam Ben. Well, if you look at just a little bit weiter, just a few more minutes, by Yered Mitzrayimah, he went out down to Mitzrayim. Onus al pi hadibun. He was an onus al pi hadibun. So the question is, it's a little bit strange. Vayered Mitzrayim is mashma barasa. He went down. The only thing that the pasuk says is that Kosh Baruch Hu came to Maris Halayla, and he said, Yaakov, al pi remer to Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. That's not a tzibui to go down to Mitzrayim. He says, Ki alto gam oloy, I'm going to come up. I'm going to bring you back up. Right, and you're going to be there. You're going to be a goy gadol. So, what's the pshat? Vayered Mitzrayim, honest al pi hadibur. Wasn't even honest al pi hadibur. Zokt the gro that's really honest. Kam semicolon al pi hadibur. He says like this. Be'etzem Yaakov. The Gemara says that roi hoyu Yaakov leirei the Mitzrayim the kol mishal shulah. It's really Mitzrayim. Yaakov should have been brought down in chains to Mitzrayim. Because ultimately that was going to be the goals that was Nizarami. It was a chesed by Kosh Baruch Hu that was al pi adibur. It was a chesed that the honest became al pi adibur, that it didn't look like an honest. Well, that's how the Gra learns honest al pi adibur. That he wasn't forced through the dibur. He really had to be forced. But Kosh Baruch Hu did it in a guise of al pi adibur. So a pshat from the Yaitis in this honest al pi adibur. He says like this, because Be'etzem it's mashma that Yaakov Avinu said, Eilcho ve'erena v'terem amos. Not only the Yerim Yisrael is mashma rasim, Yaakov said to his son, and the son said, Oy Yosef Chai, right? So he said, El Choverena, the Teramamos, I'm going to go. So Imamish wanted to go. So Zok the Yavitz of Pshat HaZazah. And he says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'goy Godol Asim Choshan, Al Kira Mer the Mitzrayim, don't be afraid. L'goy Godol Asim Choshan, I'm going to make you into a Goy Godol. And he Al Chogam Olam. So come, and they say, so Yaakov Avinu was Lo Yorah, the Pasuk says, Vayera Mitzrayim Onos Afi Adiba, Vayogar Shom, Melamish Lo Yorah Yaakov El Avinu Lishtakev Mitzrayim El Logar Shom. He only went to sojourn, they didn't want to dwell there. It says, Yaakov, when he went down, thought he wanted to come right out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make you into a great nation. That means going down to Mitzrayim was not an onus. But the onus was Al-Pi Adibur. What was the onus? That he stayed there. Why did he stay there? Because there was a Haftacha that the only time you're going to come, that Bnei Yisrael is going to come out, is when they're a Goy Gadol Asim Choshan. So the remaining in Golus in Mitzrayim was the onus. Going down, he wanted to go down. He wanted to go down Logar Shom. But the Eibush said, "I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to make you into a great nation over there." That forced Bnei Yisrael to remain in Golus for a longer period of time. I know we're going in order, but it's getting late. So I wanted to discuss. And it could be we said this once before. I don't remember. You know, we go through the Simonim and the Makos, and we have Rabbi Yehuda Hayyim by the Simonim B'tzach Hadash Ba'achav. And the question is, what exactly was the Simonim B'tzach Hadash Ba'achav? So the Farshim explained, the Gra says that he held that on the Makah itself, the words were not the words of the Makos fully, but it was B'tzach Hadash Ba'achav. There's a whole arichus in there. That's what it said on the Makah. The Makah didn't have the Dam. The dams by the Akinim, it said the Tzach HaDash Barachav. But the question still begs, what's the Pshat in the Tzach HaDash Barachav? What is the simon of the Tzach HaDash Barachav? So I wanted to share with the Erlem how the Nesivus understands this. The Nesivus understands that there were three things that the Makas had to bring out. If we look at the Tzukim, we'll see an interesting thing. First of all, what are the three things? First of all, is Da'an Eberstein. The Eivishta exists. The second thing is the Eivishta has Ashkocha prophets. He's Mashkiach on everything. The third thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most powerful being in the world. Those are the three things. So if you look in the first three Ma'ezeh, if you look, the Nesiva says that each one of the first nine Makas, there's a set of three. The first two, there's a warning. The third, there's no warning. Zok the Nesivus, the first two are the Hasra, but the halacha is if a person is Ovar Rishona, you don't give him Hasra anymore. So the third Makah is really the Einish. So there's two, and then one. Dam, Svardeya, is two, there's a warning. And what's the warning? So if you look, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, it says like, Koyama Hashem, Bezois Teta Ki Ani Hashem. So the statement is, you're going to know Ani Hashem. That's the first thing. That there is an Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Right? And the first two things are what? Are warnings. The last thing is the Hashlama, Kinnan. Because the first two things the Mitzrayim were able to do, but the last thing they said, what? Expel the Kinnan. So that the Kinnan brings it out, Ani Hashem. Then comes Azai. The Hiflesi by Yom by Oroi. Oroi, Deborah, Shkindifer by Oroi. The Hiflesi by Yom Ahu as Eretz Goyshin, Asher Am Yomer Aleho, Lebuti Ayoy Shom Oroi, Lemanteda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Oretz. A new thing, not Ki Ani Hashem, but I'm Hashem Bekerev Oretz. I'm here. I'm vibrant. There's an Ashkocha Pratis in the land. It's not that I think Hashem exists. Hashem exists Bekerev Oretz. There's Ashkocha Pratis. That's the second step. That's where Oretz starts. Okay? And what does it say in Shkin? What's the last thing? Oreb Deber Shkin. The Lo Yochlu HaTumim Lamed Mifnei Moshe. Now, this is the Hashlama to the second part. They couldn't even stand Mifnei Moshe, the HaTumim. Comes Borah. The Mak of Borah. כי בפעם הזאת, בפעם הזאת אני שולח את כל מגפוס אל ליבך, בעבורתך כי אין כמוי מנוחו בארץ. That's the third one. That there's no thing as powerful as a kosher pot. That's borrowed. Mela, and borrowed, that's how borrowed ends. And what happens? Borrowed ends. Borrowed arba and choshech. In choshech is the pshar. That it's absolute darkness. What does absolute darkness mean? That there's no star, there's no calculation, there's nothing. All masses is nothing. That means there is no koyach in the world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The mazolos are the koyach of heaven, are the koyaches in the world. There's nothing else. That's choshech. And then comes Marcus Pachiris. Now if you look, so the Chidor talks that the Sasha, the Tzach Adash Barachav, Im HaKoyl, is 502. It's the Gematria of 502. The years of the Ovois, Avram lived 175 years, Yitzchak lived 180 years, Yaakov lived 147 years, that's 502, top things. Ani Hashem Asher, how you say Sicha Meiris Mitzrayim, Asher is Hakol is 502. State Bosel, the Bosel ki Bosel Susan Zemasa, but the Zora Bosel Chamerim the Zora Bosel is 502. Edoit and Yishmoel together is the Gematria of 502. So it says Yer Yaakov ki Yeshever b'Mitzrayim. He saw that they were shever b'mitzrayim. It also says ki yes sever b'mitzrayim. The measure says that there is hope in Mitzrayim. It says Yaakov saw that they had to go into Mitzrayim because they had to be natzeach over shever, over the 502, which is the yumas ha'olam, based on what? On the schus of the avos. The avos, the shalom of the avos was 502. That's the tzach hadash v'achav together is 502. That's the nitzachon with the avos, the koyach of the avos. That I swore to in you, that is the Geulah Mitzrayim. The bracha on Maggid, the final bracha, the final step of Maggid is the bracha on Maggid. One more moment, we say something very interesting in the bracha on Maggid. The bracha on Maggid, which is Asher Go'olonu, we say we're going to come l'moedim, just like our Baruch Hu brought us to eat matzah and mora tonight. Kain Hashem ulekainu velekei avoseinu. Yagienu lemayadim ulergolam acherim baboyim lekrosenu lesholim. Smeichim bevinyan irecha vesosim baboy vesecha. Venoichal shom min hazvochim min hapsochim. Asher yagia domam alkir mizbachat ol lerosim. That their dam will reach the wall of your mizbeach lerosim. The obvious question is, what in the world are these words? Okay, we're going to eat that. Everything's good. Until then, we're going to come to Yom Tov, we're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to eat Kodshim, we're going to eat the Tzvachim and the Psochim. What is this? Asher Yagia Doma Malkiyam is Bachachal L'Rotzim. What does it mean that they're going to be, that it's the type of a Pesach that his dam went on in his Beach L'Rotzim? So, the Netziv, this said by the Emet Brochot, the Rav Meratzik, the Talmud of Brisker Rav. So he brings the following thing, Taich in a Medrash from the Netziv. The Netziv says, the Netziv brings a Medrash, Rav Yankov Emden brings it in a Siddur, that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, until the Churban of Beitar, they were makir of the base of the Churban Pesach, Yerushalayim. So now, the Churban Beitar was when? The year 135, after the Common Era. Okay? Churban Bayis is either 68 or 70. So for 70 years, okay, Kamat 70 years, they were makrib the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So Acha Churban HaMikdash, Ad Churban Beit HaKriv Yisrael Korban Pesach Yerushalayim Ramokam HaMikdash. Now, it must be that they built a Mizbech, because you can't be makrib the Korban Pesach without having a Mizbech. Very nice. Now the question is, why did they bring other Korbanos? Why were they only makrib the Korban Pesach? If they had a Mizbeach in the Mokam HaMikdash for 70 years, 65 years, they built that they'd be makrif the Korban Pesach every year. Why did people bring Chifut of Tomich on Shachrish from Enabashu? But also, Teres is as a Gemara and Zvokim, Mishnah and Zvokim, Bryce and Zvokim says, Mishnah, that it needs, that a Korban has to be L'shem Shishit Bor. One of them is L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach. Now, even if a person doesn't have to ask for L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach, it's still kosher. because kolah roi lebila bilamakedus. That means it has to be roi for reyach nichoya. A korban has to be roi le reyach nichoya. Listen to what the Nesiv is saying. Now it has to be roi le reyach nichoya. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said the following thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, after the Navi says, "Vashi Moisi es mikdashechem, v'loy oriach v'reach nichoychechem." With the Churban, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm not going to loy oriach v'reach nichoychechem. I'm not going to smell the reach nichoychechem. I'm not going to reach nichoychechem." Comes out every single carbon you can't bring, because Hashem says there's no reach nichoychechem. If there's no reach nichoychechem, you can't bring the carbon. But there's one carbon that doesn't need reach nichoychechem. What's that carbon? The carbon Pesach. It explains why. An unbelievable pshat. We all know that there's a major machlokes whether the first dibra of the Aseres HaDibros is what? Is a mitzvah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is that a mitzvah or not? The Ramban holds it is a mitzvah, but he explains, according to Rav Sadi Goyim, the Baal Lachos Gedolim, it's not counted as a mitzvah. Why? Because Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. It's the foundation, it's the bedrock of everything. It's not the pshat, I'm doing Hashem's rotzen by believing He exists. Believing He exists is the foundation for everything. Then I do mitzvahs. So my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I do a mitzvah, that's a rotzen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Reach Nichoyach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is that? That's not a Reach Nichoyach, that's the bedrock of everything. So he says like this, every korban needs a Reach Nichoyach because I'm doing Hashem's avodah. But what is the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach is the bedrock of our faith. Korban Pesach is Ani Hashem Asher Tzisich Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach is the Korban that doesn't need a Reach Nichoyach. Why does it need a Reach Nichoyach? Because the Korban Pesach and the Lele Yetzir is the Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And without that, there's nothing. It's not a Reach Nichoyach. That's before you can come to a Reach Nichoyach. Reach Nichoyach means I'm doing the Ratzon of Hashem. But first I have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to inculcate in myself the Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meila Zok Deazoy, that's the Ksharat. But the Korban Pesach doesn't need the Reach, doesn't need the Nichoyach, doesn't need the Ratzon of Hashem. Because it's making Hashem our God. The Korban Pesach is making HaKadosh Baruch Hu our God. Then, after that, there's a Reach Nichoyach, then you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meila, that's the Ksharat. We will eat from Azvochim and Avsochim, Asher Yagia, Doma Malkir, Mizbachachal, and Ratzoy. We don't want the Korban Pesach that has no Reach and no Nichoyach. That's the Korban Pesach after Korban Bayis until Korban Beta. That's the Korban. They were able to bring the Korban Pesach without Reach and Nichoyach. We want that Asher Yagia Dov Malkir Mizbachal LeRotzoin, that we're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a Reach Nichoychechem. Then that's the Korban Pesach that we want. That's what we must hear. That's what we're being inspired for. That's the Brocha Shagolono. And we should talk to the Zohar that we should see the Geula. The Geula of this interminable Golos, and we should not be zoichim. Even this year, Asher Yagia, the Vignoichal, the Azvachim and Absochim, Asher Yagia, Dom Malkim, Mizbach, and the Rosh. So, for coming on this.